Today's verse for discussion, the Canto 5, the Creative Impetus, Chapter 1, the Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata, text number 15. So it's 5.1.15. Isha Vizhisham Hi Avarundamahi Anga.
Yadagutanatas
Chakshusmatanda Ivani
Word to word meaning by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Isha Avisristam.
Isha Avisristam.
Created or given by the Lord.
Created or given by the Lord.
He.
Certainly.
Avarunda Mahe.
Avarunda Mahe.
We have to accept.
We have to accept.
Anga. My dear Prevrata.
My dear Prevrata.
Dukkham,
distress,
sukham,
happiness,
va,
or
gunakarma,
with quality and worth,
sangha,
by association,
asthaya, being situated in, tat,
that condition.
Yet,
which body?
Ayunta,
he gave.
Natha,
the Supreme Lord.
Chakshusmata, by a person having eyes.
Andha,
blind man.
Eva,
life.
Niyamana,
being conducted. Translation by His Divine Grace of the Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear Priyavrata, according to association with different modes of material nature, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives us our specific bodies and the happiness and distress we achieve. One must therefore remain situated as He is and be conducted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exactly as a blind man is led by a person who has eyes with which to see. Purport by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. By material means, one cannot avoid the happiness and distress unique to this particular body. There are 8.4 million bodily forms, each destined to enjoy and suffer a certain amount of happiness and distress. This we cannot change, for the happiness and distress are ordained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in accordance with whose decision we have received our bodies. Since we cannot avoid the plan of the Supreme Godhead, we must agree to be directed by Him, just as a blind man is led by a person who has eyes. Under any circumstances, if we remain in the condition allotted to us by the Supreme Lord and follow His instructions, we will become perfect. The main purpose of life is to follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is such instructions that constitute one's religion or occupational duty. In Bhagavad Gita, therefore, Lord Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Pariteja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Give up all other engagements. Simply surrender unto me and follow me. This process of surrendering by following the instructions of the Supreme Person Godhead is not meant for any particular caste or creed. A Brahmana can surrender, and so can a Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. Everyone can adopt this process. As stated in this verse, Chakshusmatanda Iva Niyamana, one should follow the Lord the way a blind man follows a person who has eyes. If we follow the Supreme Personality of Godhead by following the directions He gives in the Vedas and Bhagavad Gita, our lives will be successful. The Lord therefore says, Manmanabhava Madhubhakto Madhyayi Namaskuru Mame Vaishyasi Satyante Pratijane Priyosini. All the always think of me, become my devotee, and offer respect and obeisances unto me. Then you will certainly come back home, back to Godhead. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. This instruction is meant for everyone. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Sudra. If anyone from any division of life surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and follows his instructions, his life will be successful. The previous verse has given the analogy of bulls moving under the direction of the driver of a bullock cart. The bulls being completely surrendered to the driver remain wherever he wants to place them and eat whatever he wants them to eat. Similarly, being completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should not aspire for happiness or regret distress. We must be satisfied with the position allotted to us by the Lord. We should follow the path of devotional service and not be dissatisfied with the happiness and distress he has given. People in the material modes of passion and ignorance generally cannot understand the plan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with its 8.4 million forms of life. But the human form affords one the special privilege to understand this plan, engage in devotional service, and elevate oneself to the highest position of perfection by following the Lord's instructions. The entire world is working under the influence of the modes of material nature, especially ignorance and passion. But if people engage in hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Lord, their lives can be successful and they can be elevated to the highest perfection. In the Brihadnaridhiya Purana, therefore, it is said, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama eva kevalam, kalo nasti eva, nasti eva katir anyata. In this age of Kali, there is no other way for spiritual perfection than the holy name, the Lord. Everyone should be given the chance to hear the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for thus one will gradually come to understand his real position in life and be elevated to the transcendental position above the modes of goodness. Thus, all impediments in his progress will be cut to pieces. In conclusion, therefore, we must be satisfied in whatever position we have been put into by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we should try to engage ourselves in his devotional service. Then our lives will be successful.
Hare Krishna.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manohristam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sarvajatam Sarvajalakunatantikam Tamsa Jeevam Sarvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padman Sarvajalarita Sri Vishakamitamscha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pannum Langaya Tegrim Yatak Kutasam Vande Paramananda Madhavam. The Supreme Person Godhead has the form of Satchitananda Vigraha, transcendental bliss, knowledge and eternity. I offer my respectful obeisance unto him who turned the dumb into eloquent speakers and enables the lame to cross mountains. Such is the mercy of God. Pangam langayate sainam mokam avartaye sukhim yat krupatam vande Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram. I offer my respectful obeisance to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a lame man can cross over a mountain and a dumb man recite a kitchen. Sri Chaitanya Padamboja Madhubhebhyo Namo Namaha Katanchit Asaya Esham Swapitar Dhandadhar Nave. Let me repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances onto the bee-like devotees who always taste the honey of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If even a dogish non-devotee somehow takes shelter of such devotees, he enjoys the aroma of the lotus flower. Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu Madina Bandho Jagatpate Opesha Gopika Thanta Dhananta Namo Sute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarobhyascha Upasindubhyaevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Translation once again. My dear Priyavrata, according to our association with different modes of material nature, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives us our specific bodies and the happiness and distress we achieve. One must therefore remain situated as he is and be conducted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exactly as a blind man is led by a person who has eyes with which to see. The focus in this verse, we find Srila Prabhupada talks about the success of life. In fact, Srila Prabhupada uses the word success when he refers to the purport four times. So the emphasis on success of life, and then the perfection. And you find three times Srila Prabhupada uses the word perfection. So perfection and success is the essence of this verse. That is the emphasis Srila Prabhupada makes in this translation. And then he also uses twice that this process is meant for everyone. It doesn't matter whether it is a person is a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Sudra. So therefore, twice in the translation or prabhupada in purport, Srila Prabhupada uses these four terms, the way the society is divided. It means that this process is meant for everyone. It doesn't matter who that person is, in what varna and ashrama the person is, but the process is valid, and that process brings him or takes him from the material plane to the spiritual domain, and that is the success of life. If someone does not come to that platform, no matter what he has achieved,
take out.
No matter what the person has achieved, it makes, it's all, Bhagavan says, Shema Evahi Kela. It's a waste of time, waste of energy, and waste of life. And this is what we have done, or we have been doing since time immemorial. Because if we go through this cycle, Prabhupada in his purport starts with, by material means one cannot avoid the happiness and distress unique to this particular body. There are 8.4 million body forms, each destined to enjoy and suffer a certain amount of happiness and distress. This we cannot change, for the happiness and distress are ordained by the Supreme Personal Godhead in accordance with whose decision we have received the bodies. So if you take a step backward and see how we receive the bodies, this cycle, I think we discussed earlier also, that according to psychologists, every person generates anywhere between 5,000 to 60,000 thoughts. And when we classify these thoughts and place them in three different baskets, a basket of the past, a basket of the present, and the basket of the future, most of the thoughts or the major personal thoughts can be placed either in the basket of the past or in the baskets of the future. Hardly there is any thought which is placed in the basket of the current or the present. So we are not worried what I should do now, but we are only lamenting about what has happened in the past and what is likely to happen in the future. So it means that either we are in a mode of ignorance, and Prabhupada says in the translation, either we are in a mode of ignorance because we are lamenting about the past, or we are in a mode of passion because we are only thinking of the future. And if you are vacillating between this past and the present, then it's very difficult to understand who we really are. So we need to be in the mode of goodness to understand who we are. Because knowledge comes from the mode of goodness. And Krishna says, so you can see that when out of these thoughts, what does a person do? Whenever a thought comes, the person likes to act on that. He does not just keep quiet, he wants to act on that. And the moment you act on a thought, the result is it creates an impression in our consciousness. And that impression, we call it as a samskara. And when that samskara gets repeated, so I have a thought, I act on that, then a samskara is created. Because an impression is created, once again similar thoughts come, and I act on those similar thoughts, and then samskara happens. So this cycle of the thought and samskara, when it becomes cyclic, repeated again and again, then it becomes a deep subconscious inclination, and therefore that is called vasana. So the vritti becomes samskara, and that samskara leads us to vasana. And with that inclination, what happens? The result is that it is stored in chitta. And when it is stored in chitta, then at the time of our departure, we are only thinking of those thoughts, and then with that we are born in the next body with the same psychophysical nature. Because I have stored my thoughts all through the life, and that has created a deep impression in my subconscious level, and it's stored, and then Krishna makes the arrangement for me in the next life to take up a birth suitable for that psyche, for that impression. And then in the next life, once again, I am working with the same subtle body, with the same thoughts, same intelligence. Because since I am identifying myself with the same thoughts and intelligence, I think this is me and therefore I act on that. And then the same cycle continues, that vritti, the thoughts, then the samskara, then vasana, and then stored in chitta, and then once again I get next body. And this cycle continues, I think it looks like an infinity loop. And how do we break this cycle is what Srila Prabhupada is telling us in this purport. The cycle we need to break is not to work on our intelligence. It's not to work on our mind, but to work on borrowed intelligence. We should not work with strings, we should not work with our mind, our intelligence, but we should work with borrowed intelligence. And what is that borrowed intelligence? That the borrowed intelligence is from the Guru, from a realized soul, from a spiritual master coming in the lineage. When I work on that intelligence, then I break the cycle of vritti, samskara, vasana. So instead of creating the material impressions in my consciousness, since now I am working on the borrowed intelligence, the borrowed intelligence is that of Shastra and Guru and Sadhu. So therefore, this is based on the scripture, and the scripture comes from the Supreme Lord. So when I work on that borrowed intelligence, there also the impressions are created, but no longer the material impressions. We follow the same process, the same vritti, samskara, vasana, chitta, and the next cycle, the next body appears. But instead of following the cycle of the material sight consciousness, we try to take the path of the spiritual consciousness. And when we take the spiritual consciousness, Krishna says in sixth chapter that wherever you have left in this life, in your spiritual consciousness, next life you will continue your journey from there. Then it becomes success in life. This is the perfection of life. Otherwise, in 13.22, Krishna says, Purusha prakriti stohi bhunte prakriti jaguna karanam guna sangasya sat asat yoni janmasu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to its association with that material nature. So when I am living with my own intelligence, with my own mind, then I am in association with the material nature. And when I am in association with material nature, I meet with good and evil among various species of life. And this is happening since when? Anadi. We cannot trace back since when the karma has started in our life. We know when it can end, but we do not know when it has started. Therefore, it's called anadi. And then we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said that Krishna bhule se jiva anadi bahe muka ateva maya tare deva samskara dukha. Forgetting Krishna, the living entity is attracted by the external feature from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy gives him all kinds of misery in his material existence. So therefore Prabhupada is saying that since time immemorial, that we have been taking birth after birth in different forms of life, 8.4 million forms of life. And then we receive accordingly the happiness and distress associated with that particular body. Then is it the fault of the Lord? Not really, because it is our own decision to have done the Bahya Mukha that we are attracted to the external energy. We have moved away from Krishna, and then accordingly Krishna is fulfilling our desires. And Srila Prabhupada always gave that beautiful example of the hawk. That the hawk is used to eating certain stuff and derives happiness in that. No matter what you give, maybe a nicely prepared halwa in sugar ghee and try to offer it, it doesn't really, you can't take it. Because it's used, it's conditioned to that that body, and therefore enjoy that dirt only. And we have an example of the story of Indra. Indra, when he was cursed, and due to that curse he takes the body of a hawk, and in that body he is so happy, he feels so comfortable. Although he is eating dirt, staying in dirt, but he feels that that is alive. The life is so happy, so glorious. And Lord Brahma, he finds that in the higher plant system, the vacancy of the crown is vacant, and therefore he says he should now break the spell of Indra and then ask him to come back. Indra says, no, I'm not interested in living my current existence. I feel so happy about it. But only when Lord Brahma breaks his spell, then he realizes what a dirty life I was leading. And this is an example for us to ponder and meditate, that what a type of life am I leading currently. Otherwise, we continue to live in this condition, and the only way that we can come out is with gratitude, that Ishavi system ki avarunda mahe anga. Whatever has been given by the Lord, avarunda mahe, that we have to accept. But remaining there, asthaya tattat yat ayuktanatas, being situated in that condition, be satisfied. Whatever may be my circumstances, whether it is happiness or distress, be situated in that condition. And why? Because Natha is my master who has given me. Take that. And then worship the Lord. And Uttashita Thakur, with respect to this, asthaya tattat yat ayuktanatha, he gives the example of the bull, which Srila Prabhupada also makes in the purport, that the bull is controlled by the master. He ties it to the ox, and then the cart, and then he drives wherever he wants. And then that master sometimes gives corn seeds, then peanuts. Not that the fresh peanuts and fresh corn seeds, those of you with a farming background, would be knowing that the oil is extracted from the peanuts, the oil is extracted from the corn seeds, and then what is left out is the cake. And that cake is very delicious and nutritious for the cow and the bull. We used to do that when I was some once in a while to visit my native place, and then my grandmother used to say that when we give these cakes, that the cow gives good milk with lot of cream and butter, and it's very tasty. So sometimes the master gives such rich cakes to the bull or the cow, and sometimes he gives the dry grass. We call it the chopa, dry grass. But either way, the bull takes it, the cow takes it. So similarly, in whatever position we are, asthaya tadada ayantanata, because it is my master who has given me, I accept that. And in that position, I pray to the Lord. Because that position has been given to me by the Lord because of my own psychophysical nature. And Lord Kapila says in 3.31.1, how do we get that body? Karmana daiva netrena jantu deho pattaye sriya pravishya udharam pumso reta kanashayana. That the kana, the reta, which is the sriman, that seem, the soul takes the shelter of that semen, and then that semen is entered into the sriya, the dharva of the lady udharam, and then the living into the jantu gets the body, deho pattaye. How? Karmana daiva netrena, under the supervision of the Supreme Lord. So under His supervision, we get that body and associated with that body, based on our past karma, we get certain distress and certain pleasures. It does not mean that when we get distress, we don't try to make an effort to correct the situation. Whatever will be possible, according to Vyavaharika, in the bodily platform, you are required to go to a doctor, you take the medicine, or if you are involved in some legal ramification, you take to advocate, you take whatever measures are required, you take those measures. It's not that you don't take those measures, you take those measures, but you continue to worship the Lord, because ultimately He is the shelter. And by worshipping the Lord, as Prabhupada says, that we are taken from the material plane to the spiritual domain, and that is the perfection of life. That is the success of life. If that does not happen, it doesn't matter what we do, it has no value. It's not that Lord does not know that we are undergoing the pain and pleasures in life. He knows them very well. But there's a reason why He has assigned to that. If we accept that, then we are placed in the proper journey. We are steady in our spiritual journey. We can see from the example of Pandavas. When they were in the forest, after they lose the dice game the second time, and then they were sent to the forest. And at that time, Krishna comes to the forest to meet the Pandavas. Draupadi, she's in her fiery Sakya bhav with the Lord. And she cries, I'm your friend, I'm your servant, we are dependent on you. And see what you have done to us. We have lost everything. Now we are in the forest. And how does Krishna reply? Krishna says that, I'm at that time when you were playing the dice game, I was in the battlefield fighting with King Saul. So I did not have time to come to you to help you. Otherwise, I would have come and helped you, and you wouldn't be in this situation. Does the Pandavas not know who Krishna is? Does the Pandavas not know that Krishna can be simultaneously be present at more than one place. They know all that, but they just keep quiet. They accepted it. With full faith in Krishna, they just keep quiet. So that pastime helps us to understand that our situation is known to Krishna. And whatever situation we are placed in, we should accept it. Because it is given by my master. And this is, therefore, Brahma says, Asthai tattat yat ayanta natha. He is my natha. He has done it. And niyamana, it is being conducted by the supervision or by the order of the Lord. Just as Chakshus Mathanda Iva. So, a beautiful example is given. Someone who is Andha, that person is led by a person who has the eyes. We don't see such an example. At least I have not seen such an example anywhere in Melbourne. Here, a blind man is led by a dog. The dog is trained and the dog guides the person who has difficulty in seeing the vision. But this is in Hyderabad, where I've grown most of my life. I have seen that a blind man is always led by a person with the eyes. And the man with the eyes knows how he is guiding the blind man. And Vishnu Thakur says that in his commentary on this verse that sometimes the blind man is taken through the hot sand by the person who has the eyes. But the blind man has so much of faith in the person who has eyes that no matter even if his sore foot is burning, he accepts it. It's because the person with the eyes, he has not taken a path where there are full of thorns. And to avoid the thorns, sometimes he takes the person, the blind person, to the hot sand. So while being taken, escorted to the hot sand, the person can feel the burn in his soul, but still he takes it. He takes that pain as we experience pain in our life. He takes it because he knows that the person with the sight knows how to guide. So therefore, that's what is niyamana, that we should allow ourselves to be conducted by the person who has the sight, and that is the Lord or his bona fide spiritual master. So therefore, Brahma says, Chakshus Mathanda Iva Niyamanaha. By a person having eyes, the blind man is led or is conducted. So similarly, we should allow our life to be conducted by the Supreme Lord's instruction. And Srila Prabhupada stresses on that Niyamanaha, that we should be conducted by the instruction of the Supreme Lord. And we see that just as we get distress in our life, unexpected, unwanted, we also get no happiness. So the quota is there for us. And hence we need not make extraordinary effort for happiness. Unfortunately, the modern world describes happiness only in terms of certain aspects of sense objects we accumulate. Whether in the school, or in the society, or in the universities, overall we are only driven by the fact that who is a millionaire and that person is very happy. We don't think that whether the person is a millionaire or the person is a beggar, the happiness and stress or the distress is set aside as a quota, and therefore whether even the rich person, he will experience his part of distress. If you see the life of Mr. Ford, the richest person, the founder, I'm not talking the current Ford, the founder of the Ford factory. It is said that he was the owner of the Ford factory, which means that he was such a rich person. And we want to enjoy our life, our enjoyment starts with eating. Such a rich person, he could eat. He only had to live on soup, liquid, and nothing else. Anything else he takes, it doesn't agree with the system. His jadavagni does not allow the digestion to take place. So therefore, he can't enjoy. But however, they think that only millionaires they enjoy, they don't have distress. If you look at the current example, the Ambani's children, Mukesh Ambani and Anil Ambani, both have received each from their parents about $20 billion 10 years back. Today Mukesh Ambani is worth about $80 billion plus, whereas Anil Ambani is almost a pauper. We think that how is it possible a person $20 million, not million, $20 billion, he lost maybe for the last 10 years. And we can't imagine the distress the person must be experiencing. And I have seen the distress of a person with poverty. And that happens to be my own father. He didn't have enough resources for his education. So when he was in a native place, it was not a problem. But native place had only schooling up to grade 5. And he had to leave native place and get himself educated about 200 kilometers away from our native place. And my grandfather was a very poor person. So my father used to tell us that he had enough money to take me only for a fortnight in a month. So the other fortnight, he didn't have anything to eat. And how would he sustain? He would take chili powder, mix it with oil, and eat one. Because that would kill the jadavagni, that would kill the hunger. And just drink water. So that in a month, fortnight he would have gotten me, and other fortnight he would have me to eat. So we don't know what happened by this verse unless we really experience. And we don't know our happiness unless we really experience the spiritual happiness. This so-called material happiness, we think that that is the happiness, but actually that is not the happiness. The so-called material happiness is only the absence of material distress. When I'm feeling cold in winter, I put on a jacket and I feel I'm happy. And at home, I switch on the heater and feel that I'm happy. When I'm hungry, I'm eating, so therefore I feel I'm happy. But in all the situations, it is not the true happiness, but it is the absence of distress, and we call that as the happiness. And this so-called happiness and distress is a sign. Janma Aishwarya Sutha Sri, in which family we are born, what education we get, what is the beauty and how much wealth we acquire, it is already set aside for us. And in pursuance of that, one should not spend their bit of time. So therefore, under any situation, we need to be niyamana, that we should be conducted by our life, by Natha, by our Master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We cannot avoid the plan of the Supreme Godhead. We must agree to be directed by Him, just as a blind man is led by person who has eyes. Under any circumstances, if we remain in the condition allotted to us by the Supreme Lord and follow His instructions, we will become perfect. So it is so simple plan to become perfect, to become successful. Just follow the order, let us allow our life to be conducted, this is what is Niyamana, by the Supreme Lord, the Natha. Because that is the main purpose of life, is to follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is such instructions that constitute one's religion or occupation duty. In Bhagavad Gita, therefore, Lord Krishna says that sarva dharma parityaja mamekam sharanam braja, even all other engagements, simply surrender on to me and follow me. This process of surrendering by following the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not meant for any particular caste or creed. It's interesting that once one Vaishnava was saying that he heard one gentleman say, I think Krishna has done a mistake in saying sarva dharma parityaja. And the Vaishnava said, oh, okay, but what is that mistake Krishna has done? He said, it should have been sarva adharma parityaja. How come that we have to parityaja or reject the all dharmas? Because Krishna says paritranaya sadhana vinasha chatushtam dharma samsthapanarthaya. So therefore, establishing dharma that appear yuge yuge, millennium after millennium. And then here in this verse, Krishna is saying sarva dharma parityaja mamekam sharanam braja. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada said that dharma is of two types. One is aparadharma and the other is the paradharma. What Krishna is saying here, to reject is the apara dharma. The dharma where we have so many desires. The third kind of Bhagavatam talks about the Raja Kama, the Sri Kama, the Anna Kama. So many desires are being mentioned. So many rituals are mentioned very literature. And all this is what Krishna is saying, please reject them. Sarva Dharma Paritya. And take Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. So where Krishna lives Bhagavad Gita in terms of Sarva Dharma Paritya, in Bhagavatam, it says that Kaitava Dharma Prochita. It starts with that. So all this is Kaitava Dharma. It is cheating Dharma. Reject that. And what is to be adopted? Paradharma. And what is that Paradharma? It is Savaikam Samparo Dharma Yato Bhakti Adosaje Ahaituki Apriyatehata Yatna Suprasiddhati. So Krishna says that you have to come to the transcendental platform. Pumsam for the mankind. Yayatma Suprasiddhi, that you will become completely satisfied only when you worship Adhoksaja, that transcendental spiritual personality. So we should rise ourselves to that platform and only then we become completely satisfied. And that's what is complete success, which Srila Prabhupada says. That's the perfection of life. And we should be contented by the Lord. So if you follow Sati Vasanapada, following his directions, he gives in the way that the Bhagavad Gita, life will be successful. Therefore, the Lord says, Mandana Bhava Madhatto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mame Vaishya. Always think of me, become my devotee. So if you see that Bhagavad Gita is considered to be the essence of entire Vedic literature. And within the Bhagavad Gita, once again, the middle six chapters are glorified as the essence of the other 12 chapters. And within the middle chapters, right in the middle, the ninth chapter, the last verse, saying Madhana Bhava Madhavakto is mentioned. And the verse is repeated again in the 18th chapter. And what is that it's saying? Always think of me, become my devotee, and offer respect and obeisance unto me. Then you will certainly come back home, back to Godhead. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. And this instruction, Prabhupada says, is meant for the entire society. And to be very clear what he means by society, he says it's meant for Brahmana, it's meant for Kshatriya, it's meant for Vaishya, it's meant for Shudra. Because these are the four varnas which constitute the society. Therefore, it's meant for everyone. Now, practically, how do we implement this in this yuga? How do I ensure that I'm always thinking of the Lord? And to that, Prabhupada gives the beautiful quote from the Brahmadiya Purana. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasti, Eva Nasti, Eva Nasti, Eva Pratir Anyata. So three times, it has been mentioned, Nasti Eva, there is no other alternative, there is no other alternative, there is no other alternative except chanting the name of the Holy of the Lord. And that is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By just chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then we achieve the success, we achieve the perfection. And when can I do this? Only when I realize that I am Andha. Only when I understand that I Chakshusmatha Andha, there is metaphor Andha, that I should understand that I am blind. Unless I come to that understanding that I am blind, I can never follow the instructions of the Lord. I never allow my life to be conducted niyamana by the Supreme Lord and my Master, Natha. And how does that happen? It begins with humility. I should be humble enough to understand that I am number one fool. I don't understand anything. I need to be guided by a person who has the eyes, who is a realized person, and allow my life to be conducted by him. And that's what we said, that we should be conducted by borrowed intelligence. If we do that, then our life will be successful. And this is quoted in 18.46. Svakarmana tam abhyacha siddhim vindati manava. By worshiping the Lord, who is the source of all beings and who is all pervading, man can, in the performance of his own duty, attain perfection. Do your duty, but at the same time worship the Supreme Lord to achieve the perfection. So therefore, Prabhupada, last few lines, once again, in conclusion, we must be satisfied in whatever position we have been put into by the Supreme Person Godhead, and we should try to engage ourselves in His devotional service. Then our lives will be successful. So therefore, it is a paradigm shift in terms of definition of success in life. If you are going to school, you go to a college, you go to a university, you see the society, you read the newspapers, you look at the mass media, then the definition of success is entirely different from the definition of success given by the Vedic scriptures, Srila Prabhupada and the Lord Himself. So if you are trying to follow the definition of success as given by the way we have been conducted through our life in the school, college, university, society, then it is it's only leading us to the final destiny, which is the death, and we leave the body. Because for us, the examples are only the Bill Gates, or these days it's not Bill Gates, who is that? Bezos, the person.
Amazon.
Yeah, he is Amazon's chief. So they are the examples of success. But those examples are not taking the success from the scriptural perspective, because that success is purely on the material domain. That is not perfection. That is not success. Success means to lift ourselves from the material domain and to come to Krishna consciousness, or to come to transcendence, that there is life beyond body, there is a domain beyond material domain. Unless we come to that understanding and keep that as our goal, and in pursuit of that goal, we conduct ourselves under the guidance of spiritual masters, then only the life becomes successful. Otherwise, life is a failure. We end up with a small pastime. I'll not go through the complete pastime because the pastime is known to everyone. It is the Kolavecha Sridhar. I think in Chaitanya's pastime, we find that Kolavecha Sridhar was such a poor person. Because we try to define success only in terms of money and money-related aspects. But here we find Kolavecha Sridhar was so poor. He lived his existence by just selling some banana leaves and some fruits. He was so poor that he had broken heart and he was sleeping on the floor. It's only people who come from the village and would have seen a broken heart. Or sometimes if you are in city also like Hyderabad and Chennai, on the banks of the rivers you find that are not some huts are there. So Sridhar was so poor, but yet he was very happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu particularly would visit him every day and spend at least 2 hours with him, engaging with him, argument. But all that gave so much of happiness to Sridhar. And Sridhar did not know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Lord. He was such a beautiful Brahmana. And therefore, Vedic culture says that you should please a Brahmana. You should not offend a Brahmana. And therefore, he said, whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, okay, you want 50%, you take it. You give it to him. It's only later on he understands when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs his Sat Prahariya, that is, Sat is 7, Prahara is 3 hours. The 21 hours he displays his vaibhav with 6 arms. He shows his true who he is. That's the time when they realize that he is the Supreme Lord. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was willing to give him anything he wants, but he never asked for relief from the poverty. He simply said, life after life, I want to remember you, and that is what I need now. Yes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives him Krishna. And that's what Srila Prabhupada says is the success of our life. And that is the perfection of life. Otherwise, it's a fake. Hare Krishna, any question, any comment?
So Prabhupada is mentioning by material means we cannot be, you know, happy or, you know, or come out of distress.
Yeah. Because it's
very, very clear.
Whatever happiness and distress we have, it's already destined. It is predefined. You can't change it by any material means. You've seen so many examples that richest person can also become the poorest person. And we try to describe the success only in terms of money and money related aspects. But from the spiritual perspective, that is not a success, that's a failure.
Even then, that is carried only up to this life only.
Yeah, whatever the everyday once again, it is confined to this lifetime, but that's also not in your hand. Even that happiness and wisdom must be assigned by the Lord. The spiritual journey starts by tolerating it. That's what the Bhagavad Gita's very first instruction to Arjuna says, tolerate. Shitosna Sukadukkada, that is Agama Payam, there Anitya, it comes and goes, just tolerate, don't focus on that.
So one has to become Sthita Prajna.
Yeah, one has to become Sthita Prajna. And that possible only when you cling to the lotus feet of the Lord, to the lotus feet of your spiritual master. So we should have a firm conviction that this is my goal, or this should be my goal. If that firm faith is not there, you won't take it. There's a practical example one guy demonstrates about the faith. There are two huge buildings separated, they're multi-story flats, two blocks. separated by maybe some 30 feet or 40 feet distance. He places a long bar across, or the pole across these two buildings. And then there are all audience on the ground floor. And this is on maybe some 5th floor or the 6th floor it's happening. And he has a child on his shoulder. And he says, I'll cross from one building to the other building on the pole. Underneath there's no net, nothing. So he says, do you have faith? Do you believe in what I'm going to do? I would like to do that. He said, oh, okay, maybe it's possible. You can do it. But they had some anxiety, fear, whether this guy can do it or not. And but still that person takes his child on the shoulder and then balances and crosses from one building to the other building on the 6th floor, from one end of the pole to the other pole. Everyone says, wow, what a wonderful event you have done. Then he says, do you all believe that I can do it? He says, yes, we believe in what you are, you can do that. He said, do you have firm faith in what I'm doing, that I can go back from the other end to the starting point? He said, all of us say, yes, we have faith in you. Then he puts his child to the side. Can any one of you have faith in me? Please come up. I'll carry you on my shoulder from one side to the other. He goes, No. We are not. So that firm faith do we have in the instruction of the Lord? So that paradigm shift are we willing to make in our life? If you are able to make a paradigm shift in this life, then that sets the pace for eternity. Whether we succeed in this life or not, from the material perspective, we have succeeded from the spiritual perspective, because then only we can come in contact with Adhoksaja. Adhoksaja is transcendental. So therefore, if I need to be in contact with Adhoksaja, I should lift my consciousness to that plane. Only then I come in contact with the Lord, not otherwise. And that's possible only when I allow my life to be conducted by the instructions, by the order of the spiritual master. Gandharashana Bhagavatam.